We have a typical gospel story today where the disciples and Jesus, they're leaving Jericho and they meet a blind beggar who's kind of been thrust aside by the people and who tell him to be quiet when he pleads for help. And he calls out to Jesus for help and the man is helped, heard, and vindicated. I think the message today is very simple. Jesus is a helper, a healer, a friend of the poor, the marginalized, the outcast, the suffering, the oppressed. He's the champion of people who don't count according to today's worldly standards. I want to say, great, that message is simple, easy to understand. And the point is that you and I are all called to do the same. Now, I could sit down and say the homily is finished, but I don't want to, because I think there's a deeper meaning here that needs to be explored. And the focus, perhaps, is on the word love and where it all started. God initiated love. Response to that, of course, is discipleship. That is action. That is service. The prophet Jeremiah is telling us how God will end their exile, restore all of Israel. The king will be the perfect intermediary between God and his people. And Jeremiah is saying that God took the initiative, and God will do it with compassion and with love. He says, with consolation, I will lead them back, for I am a father to Israel. The day will come when no one will be excluded, not even those once considered unruly. And letter of Hebrews, the same point is being stressed from a little bit of a different perspective. He says, whether it be a Jewish high priest or Jesus, ministry ultimately goes back to God's own choosing. Whoever is called to serve, it is God who calls. It is God who takes the initiative. And so with the story of the blind beggar, Jesus makes it clear that God hasn't rejected him, for he was just as worthy of God's love and healing grace as anyone else. So here again, another case where God takes the initiative in loving him. For unless God has first loved him, the beggar could not have loved in return. That's why the gospel proclaims, take heart. He is calling you. A very profound statement. He's calling you out of love, out of compassion, out of care and concern. It makes me think, you know. I remember, you know, I haven't always been this angelic, holy person standing here in front of you. Growing up, I was always getting into mischief, into trouble, doing things I shouldn't be doing. Like at home, I was constantly fighting with my siblings. And of course, I always started it. And then out working on the nursery with my dad, I always got in trouble for driving the tractor too fast, you know. And at the grandparents' farm, I would always chase the cows or jump on the bales of hay and break them open. You know, and somehow my grandmother always knew all of this. I don't know how she knew that, because you couldn't keep anything from her, you know. And she could always tell when I was in trouble. And at one point I told her, you know, I got into trouble an awful lot when I was growing up. I felt that Jesus really couldn't love me anymore because I was always such a troublemaker. And she said, you know, Paul, I want you to always remember this and believe it because it's true. Regardless of who you are, regardless how awful you think you may be or how awful you think you have sinned, Jesus will always love you. Don't ever, ever forget that. And somehow I've shared this with many people in the confessional, you know, that Jesus loves you. So don't ever doubt that. And I think that's the beauty of the gospel today. Jesus is telling us that same story, that he loves us. And he has broken down every wall that divides and separates us from God. A God who welcomes everyone, including you and I. So today, Jesus is calling us, each of us. He calls us because he loves us. And when Jesus asks us, what do we want? Let us be like Bartimaeus and say, Master, let me see. Let my eyes open not only on the beauty of your creation, but also on its ugliness, on the poor and the powerless, on the ailing and the aged, on the hatred, the anger that eats away at human hearts. And let me see the prejudice, the racism, the discrimination, the anti-Semitism that is dividing us and separating us and preventing us from seeing and accepting the good that's in all of us. That's the difficult part. But we can ask the Lord to let me see where I, you and I, can love without limit, love without measure, love without calculation. Let me see the good that you have not only placed in me, but in that good you have placed in others. Because for me to be a genuine Christian, I must be like you, Lord, in loving and being compassionate. Even if I don't feel worthy of it, you have called us to be your disciples, and you have called us to live out those gospel values. Continue to help us and guide us as we incorporate those values into our lives.